Customization, transparency, profit. The HedgeBetter sports betting platform is a revolutionary concept that creates a competitive advantage for every party involved in the sports betting process. We are putting the odds in your hands, cutting out the middleman, and empowering a future generation of sports bettors. Look for the HedgeBetter sports betting platform coming in 2023. In the meantime, visit us at www.hedgebetter.com, follow us on Instagram at HedgeBetter, and subscribe to the HedgeBetter YouTube channel.
Welcome back to Steel and Naz, episode 93 here, brought to you by HedgeBetter from our headquarters in Braintree, Massachusetts. Tonight, no guest show. We're just rolling here.
Ripping it.
Ripping. Recap.
Ripping in the tearing, Naz.
Recap Patriots week one. Tough L down in Miami there. It's because the boys weren't there. It's because we weren't on the tiki boats. That's why it happened.
We lost when we were there.
Yeah, but you know what? It was revenge time. Couldn't get it done. We'll have our thoughts on that. Going back to Heinz Field this week or whatever they call it now, Pittsburgh. We'll have our takes on that. We also have our locks of the week. Also, we have paying big respects to UFC legend Nate Diaz, stealing the show last weekend at UFC 279.
Stud.
Last fight of his contract. I think he's going to go into, bigger and better things right now. Yeah. We'll get into that. Some baseball in the forefront. Not talking about the Red Sox right now, the worst team in Boston. We're going to talk about actually a Yankee who's fighting towards the Roger Maris home run record. And future Boston Red Sox Aaron Judge. And then see what I did there. And then can Aaron Pujols reach 700 home runs? We're up for debate. So, boys, we're sponsored by Sliders Fitness Performance out of Braintree, Massachusetts.
Shout out to Craig Kelly.
Big shout out to Craig Kelly.
Absolutely.
He'll be at the softball tournament next week.
See you there.
Also, our guy, Patrick Foley from the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Big sponsor there. We're not sponsored by Happy Dad. We just have him on display today.
Shout out the Nut Boys, though. If you don't fucking give me a sponsorship, you pricks. Sorry.
I guess that's real convincing. I think we have it now.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's keep rolling. Great. It's nice so we don't have to cut this one.
Get
into it.
Get into it?
Can I start? How about those cars getting torched?
That was nice.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, let's leave
that. That was a big tailgate guy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm kind of the guy that might throw a charcoal under a fucking car.
So they just left the grill on, and then they I
heard they tossed the charcoals out, and one was like still lit under a car, and that got things fucking going.
I mean, those things were torched.
Did you see the video of
That was the big takeaway for me, because the Miami tailgate's no joke.
Oh, no joke.
It's a good time.
It's a great time.
But that's as bad as like coming out at post game to your car just fucking gone.
Oh yeah, like that was like in a movie or something when you like put the gasoline over a car. Like that's what those cars look
that
like.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah. That's a day fucking ruiner.
No, did you see the clip of I think the person singing the national anthem, and then you can kind of see, the sky like over the stadium, and then there was just like a whole thing of burn, which you knew that was like the line of cars getting burnt. I was like, wow, someone like
fuck
doing that. Someone saw that before it happened. They were like, you know what, this would be way funnier.
I hope it was a Pats fan.
Someone's probably going to jail for that. Like,
you think it was intentional?
No, but that's negligent. Like, someone's getting
also fucking.
Let's
sued,
put it this way, dude, I don't think the Dolphin Stadium is paying for that.
Blew my car up, dude. Like, I would be so pissed.
That is a good question.
Like,
who is at fault? Well, someone's at fault.
If we want to lean into the actual talk of football, that's what the New England Patriots football looked like Sunday afternoon.
Good transition.
Just a bunch of cars lit on fire.
I called that.
You called that, yeah. Three and all last week. He got the Thursday night football pick.
More than 2 minutes of football this week, and I'll bet all of you fucks out there, I guarantee.
A blind squirrel finds it's not.
Yeah, he acts like you won the Super Bowl in week one. There's a whole season to go, buddy. You're 1-0. Congratulations. We'll try to get you,
6-0 after this week.
We'll see. On the forefront of the Patriots, putting up 7 points. Just absolutely ridiculous football. They drive down right away. Takes a chance in the end zone. A pick. You look at his numbers too. Mac Jones, 21-30, 200 plus something yards. Those don't get me hard. You know what gets me hard? A nice 20 to 30 point spot. When you're only putting up 7 points in an NFL football game, you got me lost. I remember Showtime brought up last week the final score was going to be 14-7. And I died laughing. I was just like, yo, like 14-7, dude. And it wasn't too far off the other side because I think he took up the Pats. But,
right there. Right
I was
there.
Pretty close with 20-10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right there. Field goal away. And they should honestly got a field goal or something, like, not 7 points. What do you think, Steele?
I think shout out the Cowboys for the team like that scored less points than us. You never want to be the fucking team with the least.
Shout out Jimmy Haskins.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Great, whatever meme by him. Him and the Jordan.
Yeah,
the Jordan. He always kills it with that.
But yeah, it was
he's in for another rough year. And also shout out Dakota because I saw Dakota put a lot of money on the fucking Cowboys to like win the Super Bowl, win the conference. I'm pretty sure win that game. Like, I'm talking big money, like 10
yeah,
G's
yeah,
type
he's
money.
He's got his money for him.
Absolutely smoked.
On the game
side. Sorry, Dakota, get better, man.
On the game side of things.
That pick, that you had to make that call. Fuck that ref. That ref was literally standing right there and just missed it. Being held. And that changed every. I mean, that first drive was great.
It was great. I was hearing
it great.
All the way come back from the Cape. That was the only drive I missed it for the entire game.
Awful call, and then
it just got
ugly.
Worse and worse, and the kicker was the one at the end of the half where Tua hooks up with
Jalen Waddle
there to put them up 17-0. I'm sorry, but this Patriots team with their offense, when this team goes down 17-0, I have no confidence in them coming back from.
And that was a what? That was 4th and 7.
What?
4th and 7?
Yeah, 4th and 7, too.
4th and 7.
And they were
and
like,
they
were flirting
out,
with field goal range. They weren't sure what they were going to do. Yeah, the defense, I thought, played pretty well. I think when you only let up 13 points, right? Was that? No. Yeah, 13
yeah,
points.
Yeah, because a fumble touchdown.
Yeah, so one touchdown.
How was the line? Were
goals.
They decent on Tua?
Yeah, did what he could. It was, you know what,
Judon had a sack or two.
Miami was as Rex advertised. Leads. They have great athletes on the front. They have a great running back to them. Their defense will hold up, and their quarterback sucks ass. That's literally what happened. Like, every single one of Tua's throws was sloppy. Actually, the sharpest one he threw all day was that slant, the Waddle for a touchdown. So, I'll give the credit where the credit's due. The coach there for them, what's his name?
Flores?
No, Flores got fired.
Oh.
It's a new guy. He's
McDermott.
Credit to
no,
me for even
his name.
Pulling that out.
That
of my
was
ass.
Great right there.
He's only in his like mid-30s, and
yeah, I forget his name.
He seemed like he's kind of the man. He seemed like the man there, and big win for Miami.
Respectfully,
have a little bit of beef of you know Kendrick Bourne gets out there for 2 snaps in the late in the fourth quarter. There, he went out for a 41 yard reception, and that was only his first play in the game. So I think he was a doghouse for missing some type of.
Bill's
you know, meeting or something.
Bill has
like that.
To stop it with that. We're not in doghouse type of days.
Yeah,
exactly. Like it was one thing when you sit with someone if like Edelman's across the slot and like Gronk and them are there. Like we fucking need Kendrick Bourne.
you literally can't be doing that anymore.
Yeah,
Nelson Agholor had a great game.
Like Kendrick Bourne doesn't even know.
Jacoby Myers looked great too, but like that's not like we need more than that.
He doesn't know fucking like a ton of. I have to be here for this team. Like the Patriots are no more anymore. Everyone needs to understand.
You guys,
this.
Come on.
I'm serious.
But
like Kendrick Bourne does not have to wake up and be like, I got to be at on time for this fucking guy, this old grandpa. Like his days are done.
He wants a job. He does. He wants a job.
He'll get a job wherever he wants to go. Maybe he doesn't want to go work for this fucking old grandpa walking around with his visor and his fucking. Pencil in his hand.
Your NFL career would be hysterical.
Happy Dad's not talking. It's time someone's gonna put Patriots in their place.
Nope. You would have one of the funniest NFL careers, I think, about it. Like some of the headlines, they'd be incredible.
What do you mean?
There was a lot of positives.
Meeting? No.
There's a lot of positives on the offense, I think. You know, the receptions Jonnu Smith had, you know, he had a lot of yards after the catch. I like that. Nelson Agholor played pretty well until he fumbled late in the fourth quarter.
Can't be doing that.
Yeah, no, can't be doing that. That's why I like
played pretty well until he fumbled. I mean, that's a
no, because he had like 5 receptions. Like he played pretty well. And then Jacoby Myers, just looks like another like a new player.
Yeah,
looks
he
like
looks
he's
great.
He has a chance to be a number one receiver this year. He's coming in the slant.
How'd
he's
Matt
a slot
look?
Guy. Matt looked very sloppy. It seemed like he, you know,
is he not the guy?
That's in question. That's definitely in question. he had back spasms. He couldn't talk after the camera reporters.
That's a week 10 question. It's week 1.
Yeah, it's week 1. I'm not going to hype this loss about how
we talked about what they needed to do though.
And we did.
We talked about the first beginning of this schedule. They needed to win that game. They're in trouble.
They didn't need to win the game.
They kind of needed to win
that game.
What
I said they needed to do in that game to win it is they need to come out strong. They got to come out hot, and they didn't. And when you see them, you know, playing the Steelers next week, you got to come out hot because, you know, this offense can't keep up with, you know, being down
much.
By 14 points.
Like much, yeah.
I think even if it's 10-0, think about the Brady days. I know we're comparing, you know, the best quarterback of all time.
No, but, don't do that anymore.
But 10
don't
points.
Don't do that anymore.
But 10,
he's a Tampa man.
But when it was 10-0.
If you want to talk about Tom,
and Tom
come
Brady
to Tampa.
Was a quarterback, be like, all right, the game's like just starting. Here we go.
Can't wait.
But now when it's
those days
down
are
10-0,
far
yeah.
from gone. They're well.
Far gone.
Far gone. I'm sorry.
Get it right, get it tight.
All right.
Slander me, but slander me right.
I will not have you talk about comparing to the Brady days. That's not possible.
No, I'm saying in comparison of how much we had.
There's
like
before
great.
Before Tom and after Tom, and you were in after
What's
Tom.
What's Tom's
times.
Middle name?
Edward?
Yeah. Half credit.
Fucking okay, right.
Edward Patrick.
Unreal. What a guess. That's mine. I just Magic, guessed mine.
You guys should probably bet on it with Magic.
I'm
like,
hot
Brett.
Right now.
He is on fire.
I'm hot.
Another thing, too, that kind of kills them when they go down early is, you know, they're a run-first team when it comes to offensively with the tandem of Harris and Stevenson. So when you go down by, you know, 17 points, you can't just run. You're going to kill the clock. So then they're going to have to start
passing.
And
I hate that strategy when you don't have, like, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and running, I feel like the running game was pretty hot and cold there due to the line. Like, a lot of those yards, like, there were, like, multiple drives where they'd run it. They just, like, got down the field good. And some of them, it was just, like, they couldn't even move. They were just stopped.
But I'm seeing here they had 22 carries in the game. I bet they had, like, 20 carries in the first half. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I bet it was that different of, you know, oh, shit, we're down 17. We have to come back. If they can find a way, you know, to get off to a hot start here in Pittsburgh going into week two, I think it'd be better. I don't think it's a cause for concern yet. I think obviously a tough loss to open up the season. But if you really think about it, going into this schedule, I kind of knew they were going to lose against Miami.
We lose in Miami.
I predicted last week that, you know, they were going to lose in Miami. And I guess I was right. Magic was right.
Patriots lose in Miami.
Heading into week two, you have a team in the Pittsburgh Steelers who upset the AFC reigning champions, the Cincinnati Bengals on, you know.
Give me the Steelers.
A pretty fluke game.
Didn't even know that.
A pretty fluke game. They just kept missing field goals after field goals. They ended in overtime, I think, with time expiring to win.
Heard it was a good one.
It was good, but there was a lot of suckiness also in it.
Mitch look? When Joe Burrow throws four picks, you should massacre that team.
Yeah. They left him hanging.
To win in overtime, that's like you should have
pummeled
that team.
Pummeled.
If he throws four picks.
I bet the Pats couldn't.
You know what? I'm
you got to pick a side. And I've chosen mine.
I have chosen mine.
Give me the Steelers.
I definitely don't have
the Steelers going to run train on
I don't have as much confidence as I did, you know, last week. But I still have the confidence that they're going to go and get the job done. Because I feel like this is a must-win game. You're going to have Baltimore at home.
That's so sad. It's fucking week two and it's must-win.
Literally must win pathetic. In the first four. You need to go 1-3, 2-2.
I mean, it's just the fact that we're even talking about must-wins in week two against Pittsburgh is, I mean.
Pittsburgh's been a must-win.
The curtains have closed.
No. This is
at Gillette in Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh. But no, this is my
fucked.
This is my point. Of there's teams you need to beat. I'm not.
I agree.
You need to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. So when
so
I
so when they lose
win,
this game, is it can we cancel them?
I'm not going that far after two games.
Oh my god,
I'm not going that
not
far
canceling.
After two games.
Well, you know they
on
win,
a,
you know
on a positive
you know
note,
they were not winning 3-4.
I think they could win at least one of those.
On a positive note,
Green Bay
for the
looked
Patriots.
Like trash last week.
No TJ Watt.
No TJ Watt.
Massive positive.
Torres pectoral muscle.
The best defensive
sure
player in football.
Is the
that
prototype
going to
be in Pittsburgh?
No.
That's cool. Yeah. All right.
No.
I hate to keep bringing you up, Jordy. I'll be at his house Sunday.
Me too. I'll be there.
Might
shout
be
out
there.
Prototype.
See.
Might be there.
Might. Big weekend in Plymouth, possibly.
Are you
we'll
gonna
see
be,
how it plays
be here
we'll
on Sunday?
At prototypes?
Here?
Here?
Exactly, yeah.
What's happening? Oh, what's happening here?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Well, someone's got to fucking inform me. Before
yeah, I think I did. You just don't listen. Well, but anyways.
What did you say? What's going on here Sunday?
Oh, we got a big interview.
Oh, well, that's in the morning.
Yeah, 11 a.m.
Yeah,
we'll get that.
I'll be here.
Yeah.
So continuing, no TJ Watt. That's
hey,
huge.
We'll all be here Sunday. Someone's signing up for their FUBU free pass so we can get Red Zone too. Unless someone has that.
Oh.
I did it for last week. They know exact. Oh, I need to cancel that, by the way. It's $100 a month, but yeah, they literally go up right at 12:59 on Sunday. Like, they know. They know. Like, they got your balls. You're like, damn it.
There's nothing worse than not, like, forgetting to cancel, like, your the free subscription.
And yeah, well, that, like, comes
with $100 and you're like, fuck.
I bet you've done that on OnlyFans too many times.
They don't really. OnlyFans is at least good about it. They don't. They get you right from the jump.
People do that with gym.
But
FUBU's,
I can. FUBU has gotten me. Is it FUBU or FOBU?
FUBU.
Yeah, it's FUBU.
FUBU is the
FUBU?
Name of the TV
no,
one?
No, it's actually FUBU.
FUBU is a FUBU is a fucking for us, by us. Damon John, shout out Charlie. Are you sure? I don't know if FUBU TV exists. I know what you're talking
about.
You got
a lot of sponsors tonight. So you, on the front, back to the football. Yeah, the Steelers are without TJ Watt. Najee Harris is going to be playing as running back there. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think the Steelers, you know, if you thought Miami's defense was good, I think the Steelers are even better. I think that it's going to be a very low-scoring game. It could be potentially even a boring type of game.
Yeah, I mean, if Max, because like a back injury and back spasms and stuff, that could go all like a long time. So like if he's unhealthy, I think you take him out.
You're
Bailey Zappe.
You're actually
Bailey
buying
Zappe.
That?
No.
I'm not
but I'm
that.
Just saying, it's there. He's not Tom Brady where he's just on the fucking injury thing every single week. And it's like dude, he's actually fine. But I don't know. We'll see.
I have like a very boring score. I think it's gonna come down to the wire. I think the Patriots sneak out with this one 20-17. I think when it comes down to it, I
I'm
think
talking
Max,
about boring. Give me 14-3 fucking Steelers.
Ooh. 3 points.
Yeah. Yeah. Back spasms, boy. I hope he's... I want a full broken spinal
17-13,
cord.
Pats,
okay. I think potentially you could be seeing a hungry team in week two. Yeah, I'm not taking the Steelers, man. Not taking the Steelers. I just think Mitch Trubisky, you know, hasn't had enough with this offense yet. I just think the Patriots have a chance to, you know, ground and pound. Like I said, key factor in almost every one of their games, getting off to a hot start. You'll be able to tell that that's actually the good part for guys like Magic who don't watch a lot of football.
2 minutes in, I'll know if it's a game I gotta watch.
If it's a game you're gonna win or not. No, exactly. So kudos to you. Showtime, you got a pick, buddy?
Yeah. Honestly, after last week, I'm not feeling too hot about the Pats this week, especially after Steelers' performance last week beating the Lions. And the Lions, who I thought were actually going to be pretty good. So.
The Steelers beat the Lions?
No,
Bengals.
Steelers beat the Bengals, pal.
Joe Burrow.
Eagles.
It's okay.
Eagles.
It's okay.
Oh, excuse me.
Pennsylvania team, Eagles.
He just smoked a chop.
But, yeah, I got the Steelers winning this game. I'm going 17-10.
My guy right here was just playing chess, so he was a little focused on something else.
Yeah, him and Magic are, like, locked in. We walked in, and they were just playing chess.
Can we also give a shout-out to the new Gabby? Is this a camera angle? Can we give a shout out to the new fish tank?
Magic, you're on the camera here.
Let's get a little fish tank shot.
Fish tank, there you go.
Showtime. Showtime and our guy, Greg.
Shout out, Greg.
Shout out, Greg.
Greg Bedard.
We got a giant fucking fish tank coming into the studio. It's going to be filled soon. Big deal. How many gallons is this? How many gallons?
125
gallon fish tank.
We're
going
to be charging aquarium tax.
Where's Scott? Where's Scott Zolak now? Scott Zolak will be drooling.
I think we need a shark.
Yeah.
I do too.
We could use a shark.
How about an alligator?
Maybe a turtle?
A shark's more logical. We can do that.
I had a coworker.
I don't know. I think I like the gator.
Sharks gonna swim though.
I had a coworker.
Gator's
co-worker
gonna do
once.
Gator things.
Gator's gonna eat shit. Lots of it.
Coworker once was telling me one of his friends that lives around the Quincy Waymond area just has like tanks in his basement of just half grown alligators and had like 20 of them. I was just like, when they all grow, like you're fucked.
That's fucking awesome. That guy's the man.
Who told you that story?
None of your damn business.
Where are these alligators?
All I'll say is, when this thing's pumping and full of water and fishes, we're going to be recording on another level.
You can't really do, like, semi.
The Patriots need something like this.
Even like a turtle, they fucking stink because they like piss and shit in the water, and they like don't have to like. Yeah, it's disgusting. The fish aren't that bad. Like they're only tiny fish, so.
I would accept the smell if an alligator was in here.
I'd get like a baby alligator.
I'm good. I don't.
The options are endless. Sky's the limit. Shout out Showtime. Shout out Greg. Does Greg have a name for his business yet, or is he not?
Greg Hammer.
Greg Hammer.
Hammer
Greg Hammer will hammer out your tag. And more.
Well, you're just reading ad reads all night, huh? There you go. We're now gonna move into our NFL Week 2 locks of the week. Magic, do you have any yet, or you need a look?
Who are the Bucks playing?
Bucks are playing.
Can I get a line on the Bucks?
Oh, that's actually a good one. Bucks are on the road against the Saints. 2.5, they're favored.
Give it to me.
Yeah, Bucks.
That, like, not even bullshit. It was, like, literally going to be my lock of the week. Are we running it back? Are we running it back?
So you're running back? Since he can't, besides Tom Brady, give me some analysis. Because the Saints have been pretty good.
You want analysis? The Tom and Giselle slander that's been being thrown around, he's not liking it. He's not breaking up with her. You were trying to sit here and tell me that Tom and Giselle are breaking up. My fucking ass. He's got kids. He's got a legacy on the line. He's not leaving Giselle.
This is all fuel to the fire.
Giselle retweeted last week his video and said, "Let's go, baby. They ain't going nowhere. Dream team.
Yeah, she's like Hillary Clinton.
Bill couldn't fuck his wife if he begged her to. It's a partnership.
It's a partnership.
It is a joke. It is an absolute joke.
Back to Bridget Moynihan. The GOAT. She's
Bucks by 100.
Bucks so, by. Little analysis. So the Saints, they pulled off the 1-point win.
Beat Young Hoku.
They barely.
Whoever the fuck barely. He is.
Kicker on that.
And Mariota, I mean, they made Mariota look like Mariota might be back. That's how good he looked against them, which iffy. Don't know if I believe that. And the other thing that destroyed them was Cordarrelle Patterson, and that guy is just an unstoppable.
He's probably my favorite running back in the league.
Yeah, that guy.
I don't even know if he's a running back.
No, like he's a tight end that they like hand the ball off to like every play.
And he just destroys people.
So I think that's big. I think their defense looked great. I mean, like the Cowboys offense looked awful. So that's
definitely they were horrible.
Like that's
that was the worst I've ever seen the Cowboys. They have no guys going downfield.
Can they figure it out or are they toast?
No, the Cowboys are done.
I have faith in them, sadly.
The Saints scare me later in the year because Jarvis Landry had a great game, but I don't think they figured out how to use him and Michael Thomas together. So like,
is Jameis a starter?
Also, I'm just like gonna bet against Jameis Winston because fuck that guy. The U plays Texas A&M this week, which means Jimbo Fisher. They're taking down Texas A&M too. That's a college football lock of the week. Fuck them.
Let's doubling go. Down. I like it still.
Yeah, Florida good, State good, sucks.
Let's ride.
Let's go. I like, so this is my feel-good moment of the week. So last week, it wasn't my lock of the week, but I was telling Steele before the show, I was just like, yo, I would legit like put my life on this game that Denver would beat Seattle. Like, I would literally put my life on it where if I lost, like, someone could kill me. Like, I literally felt that way. And they lost. So I'm dead. I should be dead.
So
Monday Night Football.
Get out of here.
Russell Wilson returns to Seattle. Got Geno Smith. Geno Smith just looked like he's never looked in his entire career.
Incredible.
Played great. Scored 0 points in the second half, but still good enough to win.
And, yeah, his first half was lights out.
The long story short, I'm going Seattle on the road. They got +10 against San Fran, who just lost to Chicago last week. They're not playing in the frozen tundra at whatever it's called in Chicago there, the Chicago Stadium. But it
didn't look frozen. It looks pretty wet.
Soldier Field.
It looks like a whop in that place.
Yeah, that was nuts. They were sliding and shit.
You see the penalty they called?
No.
It was like for the kicker, like one of the placeholder. He brought out like a towel to like wipe down the field.
They called that
and then, yeah, they threw a flag. And the ref,
that.
Like, word for word, was
I
literally
like
just like, he was like, yeah, brought a towel onto the field. Try to wipe it down. Right. 10 yards. See ya.
I kind of respect that.
If it starts raining at the softball tournament, I hope you guys are out there with the towels. Oh,
I will be sitting on a table at Patrick's.
I can't wait to murder Team Ness.
All right, let's not get dragged off again.
So the lock, though, like when you had the Panthers last week, what went into that?
The Baker Mayfield revenge game. and then I didn't see.
He's thinking with his heart.
Not even that. I just thought, you know, no Deshaun Watson, no quarterback.
And I'm not asking, like, call you out, like, that's a bad pick or anything. Like, when, like, the graphic was made and that game was, like, on it, I was like, why the fuck is he even looking at that? Like, that's just why I'm asking.
The revenge game, I just thought.
A lock is a lock.
They were a second away from winning, kicked the game-winning field goal.
When I picked Tom, it's because it's a lock.
Craig, do you have a lock of the week, or should we move on?
No, I'm going to take the Jets. Geno Smith looking good over the Browns.
Geno Smith is having a bad.
I'm stoning you.
I love Showtime.
So
Geno's not on the Jets, I'm assuming.
No, he got drafted by the Jets.
But he's not on the Jets.
He's not on the Jets. He's got the Showtime, Jets plus 6.5. You're the greatest. Best.
He's probably going to hit on that. You're gonna lose.
That's the funniest part of the whole thing is he probably will win and I lose. It's that type of atmosphere. Best sounds and, you know, sights from week one. I said it a little bit with Seattle. I thought that was really at one point of that game I bet on Denver and I was rooting for Seattle because I wanted them to win so bad.
Russell Westbrook. walked in with his homecoming fucking suit on, but like, what happened? What was the big deal?
$48 million contract.
They booed him.
So they booed him because he's played in Seattle last 10 years. So it's basically like
Seattle booed him.
Yeah, they booed the shit out of him.
It was like Brady Jr. returning. It was like Brady Jr. something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like from last year. But then Denver doesn't come out. Seattle comes down, scores a touchdown right away. Long story short, gets the 17-16 with like a minute left on the 46-yard line, and instead of, you know, run another play on 4th and 5, they decided to, you know, get the clock all the way down like 20 seconds and then kick the 64-yard field goal, which they missed.
Arguably like the worst coaching decision I've ever seen.
Who did this?
Nathaniel Hackett. Remember the name, because that guy sucks.
No, Broncos.
Okay.
So instead of the guy who you paid $248 million to get a 4th and 5, which actually happens every week usually, or have your kicker kick the 64-yard field goal, which has only happened 2 other times in NFL history, they chose to kick it.
Yeah.
So
no.
What a fucking idiot.
That guy absolutely skyrocketed up the board of, like, biggest loser in the league.
Yeah, I hope they lose
skyrocket.
I hope they lose every single game.
The kicker?
No, not the kicker. That's fine missing a kick like that. The coach.
I was going to say, you can't put that on him.
No, the kicker should have missed that.
But you put that evil on me, Magic Mike.
That's why you don't fucking kick the 64-yard field goal.
Russell's suit, for all the haters out there, I thought it was magnificent.
Yeah, he looked like Magic Mike if going to junior prom. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'd wear a seersucker.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Totally soaked in old wine and pussy juice.
Let it ride.
You go still. I wanted to. No. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Keep going.
I have nothing else.
No, I don't know. I think one of the things I loved was the Giants touchdown and going for two.
Oh yeah,
love that. First year head coach.
I just
absolutely love it.
They're not.
Sometimes you just gotta try to win.
Yeah, and they're not gonna be good, so it's like, why not do it now? Like teams do it all the time when they're like past. Where they're probably like, I don't know, like 3-10. And then they're in the 14th game. Game doesn't matter, so why not go for two? This guy's like, all right, we're probably already going to be in that situation anyway. So let's do this in game one.
I love that.
I love that.
Also, one guy on the Giants.
I'm going to be hammering some Giants games if he's coaching like that.
One guy on the Giants absolutely buckled Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Derrick Henry has ever been hit like the way he was in his life.
By a coach?
No, by a linebacker, I think, or something.
Oh.
Like, I mean, like, he was like off screen, like tossed. And like, that does not have, like, that has never happened to that guy, probably in his life.
I like that.
Another big part of the NFL week one, which I saw my prediction of me and Steele a couple weeks back when it was just me and him. Kirk Cousins is going to be one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL this year. Showed it in week one, 23-7 win over the Packers. Big bad man Aaron Rodgers goes down on the road against
that. Showtime had that, right?
No, he had the other way. Oh. Justin had Minnesota. But Justin Jefferson is one of the top receivers in the league. Showed it 184 yards. 2 touchdowns. So I think this Vikings team is for real. And if you don't know, now you know.
Yeah, especially, I mean, like Jefferson is definitely, like, when their NFL careers are done, Jefferson and Jamar Chase might be like the two best college teammates to like ever play ever. Together. Like that might be like ever.
Offensively, don't hate on yeah. your defense at one
Miami. I know. I'm saying wide receiver tandem. I'll put it at that.
So what was the thing you were like a little torn away with of, you know, you thought they were gonna win and they lost. See anything there?
I thought they were gonna win and they lost.
Bengals 4 picks.
That was big, but also like when you lose the Super Bowl, teams usually struggle. So I don't know. Kind of saw that, and the Steelers have a great defense. I think the Steelers' offense is what like gives like the Pats a shot and shit.
Yeah, because they're not that good. Yeah.
Yeah, but the Steelers' defense has like led the league in sacks like the past like 8 years. Like their defense plays.
Well, they're without their sack guy, so who knows this Sunday? Yeah, but to your point, I think they should have won by 25 points. But when the other quarterback throws 4 picks. That's how the game should go.
Yeah, and that's a pick six, too. One of those was a pick six. I think the first one was a pick six.
Another one I brought up earlier, 49ers lose to the Bears. I don't think anyone saw that coming. Trey Lance, I think, is a prima donna.
Is that a weather factor, though? A
little bit. Yeah. They definitely played to their advantage.
I mean, that looks like a mess.
Oh, absolutely. But if you think about it,
I think that's like a toss-up Trey Lance kind of game when it's raining like that.
Has only played one full college season. I just think bottom line, he's a little bitch. And by week 4, Jimmy G is going to be gunning for that starting position. I think that's why they were too afraid to trade him, and they re-signed him to a one-year deal. He's going to end up playing by week 4. You watch. Jimmy G, bug it.
I'm okay with that. And I thought he was a starter anyway.
If you were one of the really dumb people that thought the Chiefs' offense wasn't going to be good because of Tyreek Hill not being there anymore, that might have lasted like 2 drives.
They legit reloaded.
Yeah, like the Chiefs, like they might be better. Like that's not even like that got blown out of the water. And like
Tyreek Hill's a great player. Don't get me wrong, but let's not get ridiculous. Their top receiver has always been Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce does anything he wants on that field. We have 8 receptions, 121 yards, and a touchdown again. They put up 44 in the Cardinals, who are supposed to be a good team this year, signing their little midget quarterback to a full extension. So, the Chiefs went in there, kicked ass, and I think that's going to be a team to look out for. As you know, everyone's hyping up the Bills, but the Chiefs are right there, man. The AFC is so competitive this year.
Yeah, and I think our bet could be the Cardinals this week, because I think they might bounce back, because I think they're a pretty good team. But they, like, the Chiefs were just so on fire. It was, like, 17-0 in, like, the blink of an eye that I think, like,
Cardinals,
that game kind of just, like, got away from them. You know what I mean? Like,
Cardinals are 6-point dogs to the Raiders. I don't hate that.
+6?
Yeah, +6. I like that.
I like that.
Not bad.
And Karn Adams was as advertised.
Yeah.
Also, one that went under the radar pretty much because of Devontae Adams going there was A.J. Brown going to Philly. Oh, he absolutely lit it up with Jalen Hurts.
Philly looked good, but they let them back in the game. Detroit, and who's the Detroit coach? Absolute savage.
Dan Campbell.
I think they were down by like 25 points, come back and only lose by 3. So big shout out to Dan Campbell not giving up. Love that guy.
Respectful.
I do love how that's just like, you gotta give that shout out to Detroit for coming all the way back.
Yeah, thanks for showing
like that really is like how Detroit football is. I do love that guy. He's got great speeches. I guarantee he walked off and he was like, said that exact thing.
He probably
like,
cried.
They didn't expect us to come back. It doesn't matter if we won.
No, yeah, the speech was pretty
awesome. Doesn't matter if we won.
Now they're in an
The guys are like, coach. We gotta fight.
Yeah, we gotta win.
They said,
"Fuck you."
They said today they're favorite this weekend against the Commanders. It's the first time in 5 years they're favorite in a football game.
Love that. Hammer that.
Five fucking years, dude.
If I could do a double lock it on the fucking Lions.
They had
Lions.
Matt Stafford as their
double lock it on the
Super
Lions
last year, and you were underdogs the whole time.
There was another one of those like that. It was like the Browns, like official Twitter was like 1-0, like
first time in like
yeah, it was like this is the first time a tweet has ever been sent saying 1-0 Browns, ever.
You gotta love that.
So good NFL week 1.
I'll tune in this week.
Maybe we'll see.
But thank you for catching me up. This is why I love this show, and this is why everyone at home listening who, you know, maybe had a Sunday doing other things.
You know, come listen
on. I don't know what else you might have been doing.
I think we're going to be with you on Sunday, right? So you're going to watch the Pats game this time.
Where will we be?
We don't have to say it on air, but I think so. Birthday party.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah. I forgot again.
Yeah.
All right. This is a good time to shout out the Happy Dads.
All right. It's almost done, huh?
Oh, no, the rest are in the freezer. Oh, shout out Happy Dad. New flavor out right now, Fruit Punch.
Well, you're going to put them in
Punch. Steel, what do you think?
I honestly like them. I really like them. Well, I'm a sucker for Fruit
they
Punch.
They were selling this one as a big, big new flavor, hot new flavor.
Like, there aren't things really that are Fruit Punch flavored that I, like, don't like.
Why are you going to put them in the freezer just because they're warm coming in?
Yeah.
Why don't you go grab two?
I still love the cans. I love the cans. They also have a banana flavor out there with a bored ape on it. The Nelk boys are just doing things right.
And, a banana flavor?
They have a banana flavor. I couldn't even get one if you wanted one. They're hot seller. Naz doesn't want one. Naz doesn't. Oh my God. I'm glad we got that on camera. This guy's gonna win the ship. Oh my Lord. Naz, pick that off the ground and pass it to me.
Yeah, pick that up. Yeah,
pass that to me right now.
Nah, that's too far, dude.
That's fine.
You guys keep the talk going.
All right. Yeah. So shout out Happy Dad doing big things. Me and Showtime went to a Full Send podcast one time. Bob Menery is coming on the podcast. He's not affiliated with Full Send anymore, but it's okay. Also, Ripper Magoos, if you like getting high, I think Bob sells those.
You know what I want to talk about from this weekend or this week was Sox versus Yankees.
Last night?
The Sox game? Suck, dude.
Are you talking about the game last night?
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Judge is a god.
I actually was there, fellas.
He legit.
You went to the Sox
I was
game?
At the game last night.
Aaron Judge.
Breaking news.
Aaron Judge pimped those home runs.
Did you go too?
No. I watched the game last night. That ninth, eighth inning home run that hit that light post over the Green Monster.
Absolute way.
Absolute. That was probably 600-yard home run. All right.
So, give us the rundown.
How was your game last night?
Concessions, excellent.
What'd you get? What was on the menu?
Pretzels, popcorn.
Popcorn, yeah.
Kettle One, lemonades.
Oh, those are good.
Are you a hot dog or a sausage guy?
He's a hot dog.
I did a sausage.
Oh, did a sausage?
Sausage is out of the movie.
You go with anyone notable or don't want to mention it? No, we're cool.
The hot dog smelled good, though. Yeah. The hot dog smelled
good. Did you go with your fucking girlfriend?
I hope I didn't break the mic. Moving.
Did you watch any of it?
I got a couple innings in.
What was your takeaway? What was your
It was great to be there. It was great to be there.
Who was your favorite?
It was a good game. I should have stayed till the end.
Who was your favorite player?
Aaron Judge. Just admit it. You're already on Team Brady. You might as well. He's a Buckeye. Like, just admit the Yankees.
It's tough to, you know, there's just so much going on in the stands, like concessions.
All right.
To say I have a favorite player on that shit team, yeah, Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge looked good, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
You know
my favorite player? The guy who plays the music.
Hey, you know who's my favorite player? The guy that's on the Mets that comes up to the song. It's like,
the trumpets. Diaz.
Yeah, yeah.
I want the Mets winning the World Series this year. Unreal.
Oh. That'd be cool to see. How about the Rays?
I'd like that too, but are they in the run?
Yeah, they're in the wild card.
Yeah, the fans will get in the way, though.
The fans might get in the way. Like last year.
I would love a Mets-Rays World Series. That sounds like a fun time.
I'd go watch
one of those games.
Since we're on the topic of discussion, Aaron Judge hit his 56th and 57th home run. American League record is Roger Maris's at 61, which people, you know, say it's the real record. Do you think it's the real record, or do you think, what do you think? Barry Bonds, 73?
Barry's.
No, Barry's is the real record, but due to him actually being a Yankee as this is happening, makes it, like, more important.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just you.
No way, Roger.
How does that make it more important?
Roger Maris was a Yankee.
Oh, okay.
Yankee. Like, the non-steroid guys are Yankees that have the record. Well, Babe Ruth, Roger Maris.
Do we have any actual proof that Aaron Judge has not done steroids?
No proof that he doesn't.
We have no proof that he did them.
Fair.
He's fucking cranking shots.
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. The dude looks like he could be on a little bit of fucking juice.
And these balls are unjuiced this year. So just do the math.
So let's say they probably have like, what, like 25?
Projection-wise, he's like projecting.
I'm thinking around like 64, 65 yeah, that he'll end up with.
I think it actually went up live last night's game up to 67.
He did hit two in one game, so that definitely jumped it up.
So I think he's going to be right under Babe Ruth's. What's the record?
Babe Ruth's 60. Roger Maris is 61.
His first one last night was borderline more impressive. It was an oppo taco just out in the bullpen. Like, you don't see a lot of hitters doing that at Fenway.
Oh, the short writers. Fucking porch. No. Yeah, it happens everywhere.
All right, dickhead.
Actually, one of the Sox to tie it up last night with oppo taco.
It was a 387 feet.
I'm pissed that I left because it was a fucking good game.
No.
No, whatever.
Xander Bogaerts did a 331, I think. Like, right in the seat, right past, like, that.
Yeah, pesky pole. Garrett Cole, who was a piece of shit, was pissed. Yep. And they took him out because he's a bitch.
Yeah, honestly, the Sox,
how are you feeling about the Yankees?
His statistics at Fenway are, like so unbelievably worse than, like, the rest of his career. It's, like, it's, like, unbelievable. His, like, ERA is, like, triple.
You can't handle the fan power.
I'm trying to think that's really the only Yankee I don't really like. That's it.
You know why? You know why he pimped it? I'm not kidding you. The wave was going on in the background. So right as he pitched it,
You were at the game.
Were you there? It's all right, dude. He already admitted it.
I was watching real close. No, I was actually...
So here's a fun fact. Me and Showtime are dating.
I was about to say, so you went to the game with Magic. That's what's happening here.
He didn't, but we should go to one. We still got time, fellas. Let's all go to a game. End of year game.
I want to go to a Pats game.
Tough. You idiot. if you're gonna go to a Pats game, at least make it in Miami so we can go hang out with Captain Ben.
That was the first game.
Yeah, already have.
I know. It's too late now.
Maybe next year.
You're gonna go. You're going to a road game this year, though, aren't you?
I think I'm staying home.
All right. Well.
But anyways, the other thing we're talking about baseball wise, Albert Pujols stuck on 697 home runs, I believe.
He's still playing.
Finally, he's got like 12 games left, 20 games.
He's got 20 games left to hit 3 home runs to be Mr. 700. Do you think he gets there?
Yes.
I hope he does.
I hope people are throwing fucking little...
I would throw ephesus.
Like batting practice pitches.
There was a legitimately unbelievable bad beat Naz took. I forget exactly what his bet was, but like...
I live hit, so I won the Red Sox game. I was just about back to neutral. I live hit the Cubs because it was tied, and the Cubs are so bad, they were like plus 250. And then we put it on, and then next inning, Pujols jumps up, and I'm like,
pinch hit, Albert Pujols.
Two-run dinger.
The moon.
I couldn't have been more happy about losing a bet.
It was unbelievable.
Oh, it was great to see.
And then he did that again, like, the other night. Like, I think if they just, like, pinch hit him in, like, the eighth, I think he's got that.
Yeah.
3 games. Home runs in like 20-something games. He's got.
Yeah, but he doesn't play. He doesn't play like either all way. The time.
But they're up like 8.
You're telling me that that's not on his mind and the team's mind and like
oh, it people's minds. Is.
Like 3 home runs for him.
Playoff homers don't count.
What sucks is
he's getting at least 3.
They're up by 8 games or so against the Brewers. Like they should be like, all right, let's play this guy every game.
They need to win like 4 well, he more, needs to and want the it Brewers too. Need to lose like 3 more. And like I think down the stretch he'll get time.
He'll get time.
He needs to want it though. Like if
he does want it.
Like he does.
He all does. Right.
Well, I mean, if he's not playing, like I feel like he should be sitting there being like, "Put me the fuck in the game."
Of our generation.
And one thing that makes him stand a chance with it too, I think, is like. The closer we get, like, he's obviously fucking 41, 42, whatever he is. That guy is still stacked, and he's going to be swinging for the fences every time he swings.
Oh, yeah. No, like, it's either connect baseball. Or
yeah, exactly.
Strikeout problem.
Whammy.
Yeah.
Whammy.
It's pretty much
whammy.
Aaron Judge.
Oh, Aaron Judge is hitting, like, 310.
All right.
He might win the Triple Crown if enough people fall. That's you trying to get him to the Red Sox.
If that's what it takes. If that's what it takes.
Oh,
see, I'm
man.
About the team.
Oh,
I'm
man.
The team.
Oh, my God.
Loser.
We don't want him here. We can't keep taking good Yankees.
You're right. You guys shouldn't
disgusting.
Do that at all.
He was born a Red Sox fan.
Well, then I guess okay.
He said last night that the Red Sox have one of the best fan bases in the league.
Oh, it sounds like he's sucking our cocks.
I think so, yeah.
Still, you should be concerned. You're gonna. He's basically saying he fucked us once and he's addicted.
I've been concerned about what Aaron Judge is gonna do since like April, dude.
Well, you should be very concerned if he's saying things like.
No, I need to win the World Series. Have the best fan base. Then I'll be worried about it. I still need the year to end.
Yeah. Well, good luck making it past Tampa.
Fuck the Rays.
What do we got?
Moving on from baseball, we got Nate Diaz. A little tribute here. So one of the craziest things I've ever seen in UFC is Khamzat missed the weigh-ins. Was supposed to fight Nate Diaz. So then they're like, "What's going on? Like how?" Diaz didn't agree to fight because the weight was like crazy, like 8 pounds
away.
Yeah,
it was 8.5, I think.
So they swapped the
fight. Plus, I accepted that.
Yeah, but you and he's Nate Diaz, he can do what he wants.
Oh, so I think that was planned.
100%. 100% planned.
But so they swapped, and so he fought Tony Ferguson while Khamzat took care of Kevin Holland, which was, I think, a first round
submission.
But Nate Diaz, last fight of his contract, he's been trying to fight for a long time now. Chokes out Tony Ferguson in the second round. It was a great choke out. He got him with the rear naked, I think.
Yeah, Tony just went right into it.
Yeah.
Right into it.
He was like cheering and like going nuts while he was doing it.
Did he flip any birds?
I'm sure he did. Good.
I think the official time was like 08 or something, but like on the clock down there, it said 2:09 when he was like this, choking him out. And that is the area code of Stockton, like, California. Oh, wow. So, like, he choked him out right on the money.
He's just, like, one of the most entertaining and,
fishy.
Like, I think most respectable fighters in the mixed martial arts game, like, of all time. I think if you were to go me get down to brass tacks, I think he's probably my favorite UFC fighter of all time. He just brings it all.
Man. Well, what I was thinking about,
the
too,
charisma,
was...
The badass shit, you know.
How jacked up I would have been for Tony Ferguson and Nate Diaz, like, 5 years ago.
Oh yeah,
I would have canceled what like if I had to do anything, that would have been like the most important thing in my life going into that Saturday.
Were you upset about like the fight changes, or were you happy about?
No, I find like I thought Khamzat was gonna probably just like beat the piss out of Nate Diaz,
So maybe that gave me more... think it was kind of planned.
I think it was better to go out that way. So I even maybe the way the dude.
Kamayev, is that how you say his last name? The way he like walked off that scale, it was kind of like the same. This was never gonna happen, kind of. Like he didn't look sorry. He looked like fucked. Like this was not. I didn't take this serious.
Yeah,
one bit. And guess
one thing.
Think about it how you want to think about it. And
it made the
fights were better.
If it was planned too, it made it look better because like. Everyone on that card is, like, well-known for not giving a fuck. So it would all be, like, it's believable. Like, if were planned like that, like, no one would be like,
I don't think people knew that the backup plans, like, that they had set up were
I wonder
already,
how
like,
the...
It's set up like that. Like, that worked out pretty fucking perfectly.
I wonder how much more money Kevin Holland got, too, because, I mean, you don't just take a fight with that guy to just take a fight with him. That guy's a bad man.
I think he got a lot, too, because I'm pretty sure they made that 5 rounds and, like, Kevin Holland right away was they were like initially like right when it was being done they were like
actually
it's gonna be
right
a 3-round fight and it was like all right,
let's hear
Tony Ferguson made $600,000 Nate Diaz made $1 million I don't know who this Asian guy and the other guy is but they made $106,000 each Khamzat made $260,000 and then Kevin Holland made $126,000
Oh wow, so it's probably definitely more than he did gonna be before.
I mean, I could probably look up his last purse. I'd guess it's probably under $30,000.
But Nate and Khamzat would have made more. But if you miss weight, you get like a
deduction.
Yeah. Nate Diaz, though, at his
good payday for Diaz.
Interview after I think he wants to get in the sport of boxing, which I think is pretty cool.
Didn't he announce he has like his own little fighting league?
Something like that.
He has a fight lined up.
Yeah. So he has the contract's over with the UFC. I don't think he's gonna go back anytime soon. He's gonna fight. He's gonna box. Which I think is pretty cool because
he'll be fighting Jake Paul soon.
Yeah, but I think he's known for his ground game. It's just kind of weird how, you know, he just wants to get away from that. I think it's cool, but it's kind of, you know, getting away from your advantage. But we'll see. He's a great personality. Wants to get better at that.
Oh yeah, I'll watch whatever Nate Diaz is doing.
Still, what are your thoughts on the Anderson Silva Jake Paul fight? You weren't here last week when that got announced.
Not too much thoughts on it, my friend. I think Anderson Silva. I think Anderson Silva could definitely tune him up. I think Jake Paul, then, like, I'm probably not going to watch that, but I do think Jake Paul is a better boxer.
Why not?
Than people
you
like.
You know you're going to be at Paluzzi's watching.
No, or I don't think so. Boxing, in actual boxing, Canelo fights Triple G on Saturday this week, which is going to be cooler.
But we have a hater.
Trilogy fight.
Frank
trilogy
the Tank
fight.
Literally came by here and respect to Jake Paul. I just want that.
No, I'm saying no. He's a better boxer than people give him credit for. Like I'm just like, and I might be at Paluzzi's to watch that fight, but I'm not gonna go out of my way to watch it.
I'm gonna take Fair. Tampa at 2.5 right now.
On air.
On air.
Is that a lock?
You're gonna take our lock of the week on air.
Yeah, he is.
Way Good. To cock us, man.
No, he's not cocking us. He's sucking our dick. If anything. You
see that?
But I do think
we need receipts on that.
I do think I think the Jake Paul Anderson Silva fight is going to be good, and I actually think that one is. I think that actually might be the first one worth watching.
I think it's going to be boring as shit. If you've seen Anderson Silva, one of the best mixed martial arts fighters of all time, but that guy's a dead corpse. They're going to find a way to just.
You're right.
They're going to find
a way. You're suckering me right back in.
They're going to find a way to just have Jake Paul knock him out, whether it's a three count, you know, I'm going to dip on three or.
All right, I want him to sell me on the Triple G Canelo fight.
It's a trilogy fight between two of the best boxers of this generation.
Sold.
One was a draw that most think Triple G won. The other Canelo won. Most people, like a lot of people, like boxing's like rigged, and they think that's why like Canelo's won. Like in two fights, two rounds have pulled them apart.
All right.
Combined, it should be fucking awesome.
Sounds like a must watch, folks.
For sure.
Grab your happy dads.
Happy dads. Wrapping up here, we talked about it a little bit last week, but last Monday was our 3-year anniversary, going on year 4 now with Steel and Naz. Magic, I'll give the floor to you a little bit. What was your what's one of your favorite memories in these last 3 years, man? Why do you like doing this shit?
Rough and Rowdy. Billy Tippett's calls. All of it. I love it all. Yeah. The hookers, the strippers, the ripping and the tearing, Showtime, you guys. The pub, all of it. It's all good. We've had some good fucking times.
I just think, man, if we never did this stuff, man, we wouldn't experience half of the stuff we experienced. And that's the thing I'll take home the most.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
We don't do it for the money.
The interviews.
We do it for
the
love of the game.
Yeah.
Johnny Damon stepped out on his anniversary.
That's a great call.
That's
still. That's like a top. That's a top moment.
That's insane.
Sure. Chris Harrod.
The away game.
Yeah,
the away game was good like a couple weeks ago. That was fun.
I'm ready for more.
I want like a trip one time.
I want more.
I think
next
summer we should go on like a trip where we can find like.
We should definitely be doing more.
We should do a college tour. We bounce around like we gotta set. We have to do like a fucking.
We started the U. Everyone likes Miami. I like the U.
We have the guys.
It just makes
we have
sense.
The manpower.
Just gonna get the flights.
We're not going to Florida State at any point on that tour.
James Nass can hook us up with.
We get great campuses around here.
That too.
Where Curry College?
UMass Amherst.
Nass, you have a favorite moment? Still Nass softball tourney original one was
that
fucking
was, that
a top
was
moment.
Good. Yeah, because we raised money for cystic fibrosis. That was great. It was a lot of good times, man. You know, I take it back to the Rough and Rowdy too, and there's a. Might not be my favorite one, but I think it helped us all get together. Shout out to Slow Mo Bo and James. We all went that night, stayed at the same hotel. Rooted for our boy here, even though, you know, you did win.
Shut up.
Champs here.
But if I felt like that was like a good, you know, team moment. To, you know,
it was awesome.
Fast, it was good.
And shout out Mass Music Radio.
Slow-mo. Wouldn't be
I'm still happy
them.
That we still do work with them. Like, yeah. It's cool that we still put in work with Shlomo. And
definitely wouldn't be here.
We miss you, Jimmy, if you're out there listening. We got to get Jimmy on soon.
Jimmy's going to come soon.
He's due for a fucking
He's welcome appearance. Anytime.
Should have called him today after that fucking Cowboys loss.
It's not too late. But maybe it is.
So that's episode 93. I think we've had over 100, including like the trial period and the what are the Zooms or whatever the what they're called.
StreamYard. We're definitely over 100,
but we're,
for purposes,
we're at 93. I think when we get to 100, we're going to have ourselves a little party, so we'll give you invitations for that, RSVP.
Yeah, in the mail. Don't think it. I'm kidding. Everyone come.
Shawnee, oh, you're not invited.
He's going to bring three of his the league girls there. It'll be good.
Oh, God.
Want to thank you guys for tuning in. Hedge Better making this all possible. Big shout-out to Showtime Craig over there. doing what you do. And Justin, do so much for us. Appreciate it. Slight Edge Fitness and Performance. Braintree, they got a team in the softball tournament. They're going to be crushing.
Pageant Field next Saturday.
Saturday. September
24th. Pageant and Faxon Field, I think, must attend event, right?
Must attend.
I got the fields moving over at 3 p.m., so Magic Mike can drive there, okay?
Yep. I won't be driving, but I'll be Ubering around.
Well, you can get in my car. Yeah,
it's going to be a fucking good day. Come on out.
We'll make sure
we get the new Happy Dad fruit punch there.
Also, big shout out to the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. More picks this week. He sponsors our pick segment. I'm looking forward to kicking Anton's ass again since he's too afraid to show up at the studio. Big shout out to Anton, too. Even though he didn't show up to the studio, he had some great dance moves last week at the wedding I was at. Got to give him props where it's due. Even though I don't like giving him props. There you go.
You wouldn't have said that to his face.
I would have.
Nope.
I said it to him last week.
Rumor has it who stone drinks on girls.
He was shouldering people too.
Okay.
It was.
Shout out to you, Huntine. It sounds like you killed him.
Yeah. That's all from Steel and Nash. Be safe out there. One love, and we're actually gonna, with no guests this week, we're gonna make it up for you guys next week. It'll be a good one. So stay tuned and enjoy the week. Go Pats.
Yeah, Steelers suck.
Let's go.